BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes what would I do if confronted with a massive bear? Greg's on Real or No Real, and we've designed a new game, especially for people revising. There's a lot of them. It's Library Tennis. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Literally so many messages coming in from people who are in the middle of loads of exams at the moment. Radio 1 is dragging me through today, says James in London. Currently at the XL, had an exam this morning, and I've got another at 3. And a solid 2 hours of revision before it starts.
It's rough, isn't it?
Not ideal, is it? However, if you are in that special time of year, if you're one of the chosen few that are doing, there's not few, there's hundreds, who are doing revision at the moment, like Cara as well on Twitter, who says, I honestly have so much revision to do for my AVIL exams. Please send help. We've got something that will be your ideal revision break today. If you're in the library just after 3 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't think it's as instant as the other two, but then it does get you. That's Galantis and No Money. It's Radio 1's track of the day. Hey, you've been hearing that all summer, I reckon.
I worried it lacked pace at first compared to the other ones. You know, well, the other ones are like proper go, 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 go.
Well, yeah, they go from literally the first second, that's why. This one kind of builds up a little bit.
But I wasn't sure, but after a few listens now, I do think I could listen to this on a roller coaster.
Do you think it's a roller coaster hit?
I actually do. Yeah, at first I didn't think so, but I think it is.
Yeah, like your local fair. Would be playing that loud, wouldn't they?
Proper local, the ones that only last a day, in and out.
Yeah, like the Worthing Fair, it would be there.
Pinner Fair.
The Pinner Fair, there you are, that's in your area, yeah. Or the Eastleigh Fair, where I'm from.
Is it the same fair that just goes round the UK?
I think, and the guy on the Dodgems always has a wink and a smile for the ladies.
But it's a good sign, I think, of a Galantis record when you can imagine being on a roller coaster to it, because that's what they go for.
Yeah, they do. They go for... And I think they've hit the mark.
The Scott Mills Daily.
To celebrate the return of Innuendo Bingo last week, we played the game every single day, and it was so good. So good to have it back. It's back on tomorrow and Thursday, as normal now at 1:45. Caroline Flack was Friday's contestant, and a clip from Strictly's Len Goodman got Caroline particularly wet.
Oh. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
They were eating desserts, Caroline.
That's the best.
I love Len.
I love Len. He never said anything like that to me on Strictly. All of last week's bingos are on Radio 1's channel on BBC iPlayer. I had a little bingo binge on Saturday.
Did you?
Because obviously we'd done them last week, but I wanted to see them again and just what it was like, and they were great. If you're a kind of no-nonsense approach kind of person, and you just want the spit and none of the chat before, then Radio 1's Instagram is where you need to go. There's lots of spit compilations on there, whatever you want. Plus, you can watch highlights in 360 on our Radio 1 Facebook page. Some people are coming up with all sorts of things they can see when they're watching it in 360, aren't they?
Oh, God, we're getting so many emails. Also, it's just people noticing how untidy, for example, the studio is, and we're being told off a lot for things that people can see.
We really are.
Just enjoy Innuendo Bingo, you know, have control with the 360 video, but no need for any of that nonsense.
But people over the weekend were like, oh, I've just done 360, I can see the disinfectant wipes on on the table. Well, of course, that's the beauty of the 360. So all of the bingos from last week are on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel, up there with some of the greats, The Night Manager, EastEnders, big shows.
Mate, it's so good. You know, make a night of it, if you will. You know, get into bed, turn your TV on, iPlayer, get yourself comfy, light a candle and just enjoy it.
Absolutely. I saw it there. It was next to The Voice the other day.
How mad is that? Who would have thought?
If you want to see the spits and none of the chat, Radio 1's Instagram, 360 on Facebook. What a week last week. And we go again tomorrow at 1:45. Have you seen that show, Can't Touch This?
Yes.
Where if you touch the prize, you can win it. Basic idea? with Ashley Banjo and Zoe Ball. I'm very excited to say that Zoe Ball is doing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow off of It Takes Two as
That's
well.
That's going to be so fun. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is unexpected, Chris. I wasn't expecting this.
Little show and tell for you.
Yeah, that's nice. The trumpet.
It's quite inspiring, this one, as well.
Okay, so we do a thing like you used to do off of school now and again on the show where you can do it as well. Like, if you've got something to bring to the table, just email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Or, like me, I do it sometimes, or Chris does it, and we just bring something that maybe you haven't seen or you haven't heard yet to the table and share it with everyone else. It's a lovely thing.
Mm. I saw this thing online, right, and this is what I want to share with you.
Okay.
So, you've been to what's that film called? The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
that's
awesome
the one,
film.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a scene in it where he is confronted by a bear.
Not just confronted, he is tossed a boot by a bear.
Oh, right.
It's pretty full on. It's, I had to watch it through fingers, you know? Like, it's going to, a bit like that sword swallower guy on Britain's Got Talent the weekend.
What was that about?
Well, I mean, awful. I had to, you know, like the judge was like, I was doing the same, but only on my sofa.
Is it a retractable sword?
I don't know. He won Russia's Got Talent with that.
Also, how many times do they have to say, don't try this at home?
I know.
Just to get the message. Please, don't try this at home.
They are right, of course, but I don't own any swords, so I'll probably be fine.
But don't try that at home.
He's been on all the talent shows, though. Is that allowed?
Yeah, it's a funny one because, did he say that he'd won the Russian one?
He's won the Russian one, he's been on Ukraine one, he's been on French one.
But he's on Britain one.
And American one. Like, Amanda Holden's like, I've never seen anything like this before. Just look on YouTube, it's all there, honey. anyway, back to your show and tell.
Well, this guy is equally as ballsy. So basically this guy...
As Amanda Holden? Oh, right, the
sorry,
Russian
guy. As the Russian.
Got you.
So he's walking along a mountain, right? And then all of a sudden he spots a brown bear.
Oof.
Okay, so you know the full-on bears. Not cute and cuddly, like massive bear.
Yeah, they will rip your head off.
In the wild. So he sees this brown bear. And what I love about this video is I thought to myself, what would I do? And then even funnier, what would Scott do in this situation?
Oh, here we go. Where's this going then?
So this guy, rather than run, because you shouldn't really run away...
Did you not? I thought it was running.
No, that would be the natural reaction. In fact, don't take my advice on this, because I actually don't know what the right way is. I would probably run.
Okay, we're just having... let me Google that for you.
Producer Will here just quickly Googling. What should you do if attacked by a bear?
Here's this one. This is one that always comes up in the pub, isn't it? After a few drinks, it's like, yeah, but what would you do, though? Yeah, but what would you do if you were actually, like, confronted by a bear? Now, I thought it was run away. Then I climb a tree is on there, but it says don't climb a tree. I thought climbing a tree was on.
Yeah, don't climb a tree because it will go on after you. Don't fight back.
Don't fight back.
and carry bear spray.
Oh yeah,
it says. Anyway,
once again, along with my sword, I'll make sure I have some bear pepper spray next time.
Okay, so the guy can
straight
see
in the face.
The guy can see the bear. Now the bear then it stands up. As if to go like, I'm coming for you.
Hang on, that's another one that I've heard. Aren't you supposed to make yourself really big? Oh, what one is it?
I'm not sure exactly right. If anyone knows, or anyone's been in this situation, let us know. Anyway, so the guy can see the bear. The bear's looking lively. He's either got to run, he's going to go up a tree, or he's going to sort of face off with the bear. Now, he decides to stand his ground.
So the bear and him are, what, face-to-face?
Like, not face-to-face. It's slightly further away, but the bear is looking at him.
Oh.
And listen to the noise of this guy that he makes at the bear to scare him off.
Hey! No!
Oh, wow.
How amazing is this guy?
What do you think I would do?
I don't know. I think your noise would be different. Your noise would be, yes.
No, it wouldn't. Not if there was a bear there.
Actually, it wouldn't be a yes, would it?
No.
You do?
I think I would do the same as this guy. Like, bah! I would try my best.
He's got a friend with him. So look, here's the moment he tries to call his friend over, but keep on roaring.
Oh, oh my God. Can you come over here?
Oh, this is great.
It's incredible. So now you can't see the guys in this. You can only see the bear. Carries on filming. Respect to him for that, by the way.
I know.
So he's got his mate over. They're both kind of roaring. at the bear, and then they try to talk the bear down as well.
Okay, what? So they're talking it into going
to check
away.
This.
Get out of here! Hey!
It's my new favourite noise.
Dom says, don't you know the old bear saying? If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. That's not true. Isn't that true?
I don't know. And anyway, listen to the relief at the end as the bear actually backs off.
Oh, so it works.
Oh, my God. Whew. Oh, that was... That was good, huh?
Well done.
Two questions, really, yeah. Scott. Mm. What would you do? That's to anyone listening. And then second, what do you think Scott would do?
Are you asking me or are you asking the listeners?
Everyone listening.
Okay.
Treat to know.
Okay, here's someone in Canada that had bear training at their work induction. It was day one of the work thing, because you may encounter
bear
a bear.
Induction?
Yeah, day one of the
What's
new
the job?
I don't know. Never turn your back on the bear. That's one.
We didn't get bear training here, did we?
No, you don't have them.
I suppose you don't need it. Bear grills.
One of my friends lives in Canada. They're in the bins all the time. They've got bear-proof bins.
Bear-proof bins.
They've got bear-proof bins. They have. They can't get their little mitts in them.
Anyway, what's he saying?
Raise your arms to make yourself big and shake keys if you have any. Because apparently... why does that help?
That's a lie.
They don't like the sound of keys. What, because they haven't got a house themselves?
But if that's your last moment, potentially your last moment, I don't want to be there waving keys at a bear as a last resort.
No.
You do need to roar, though.
I would try anything. Also, it's a bit...
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I agree with Ian in Plymouth. If my last moment was screaming, "Only the young!" at a bear, I would kind of die happy. Hello, Ryan, who's just seen an Asda worker walking around shaking her keys. Always ready for that bear attack in Asda. Never know.
Why is everyone a bear expert?
I don't know. Well, this is the thing. It's one of those things that everyone's an expert on. And everyone's saying different things. It's like, oh, play dead, mate.
If it's a black bear, give it all you can because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Brown bears will back off if you stand your ground and make lots of noise. That's Colin in Peterborough.
And I want to say, mate, you live in Derby. What experience do you have of this? Several people also trying to guess what noise I would make if confronted by one of these bears. The Who Goat is one. Although I prefer to think I'd be more like Rylan on X Factor when he told he was getting through to the finals. Obviously, it wouldn't be this long, because I'd be gone by this point.
Eaten by now.
No, I would by now be eaten.
We could have a right on that.
Imagine you, your last moment, running at the bear, doing the crab, just where you've got a bit mixed up.
Also, I wouldn't say, "Oh, we could have a right old laugh," like Ryland just said in that clip.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's a question: if you sat down next to the bear and started reading out the Jungle Book, would it just be there sitting there and listening?
It's a lovely idea, isn't it?
I really quite like it.
I wish we could test this.
I know. Must be some way. Obviously, I don't want to be come at by a bear. They'd have to be
I don't want to be eaten.
No, there'd have to be bars and that. But I would like to just go in and maybe see one and then we could gauge a reaction of to what I would actually do if we were in the wild.
This is amazing. This is such a pub chat.
It is pub chat, but I think it would be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Bullet Watermat on BBC Radio 1 for Steph and Katie and Connor and Lexi, who are on the way to Norfolk for a few days of revision and a bit of drinking. I like people that actually plan some time away with their mates, but it's actually a revision break. But they're basically just going on holiday to Norfolk for a few days.
But what's the theory, that you'll revise better if you're tucked away somewhere like Norfolk?
I think some people do that. So these girls, right, they're on the way to Norfolk. It gets you out of the kind of routine. You're somewhere different. But it does say... actually, I've reread it. It says, for a few days of drinking and revision.
I see.
So you can see what comes first there.
Those two won't mix. It's like,
no, really not.
It's like when songwriters go away to the woods to write music. You hear of that happening, don't they?
It does happen. They put it. What they do is they put it in music stars' schedules. So let's say they go on tour, then they'll have a couple of weeks off, and then it'll be like writing in the woods. And they get like, what, 3 or 4 weeks to just go and try and write another banger.
But I think it's the same as the people who are revising and drinking. I think it's a similar thing.
Not much writing gets done or revising.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what genuinely confuses me on social media?
What's that?
When someone suddenly likes a tweet that you were mentioned in. I've just had one here. JJ has liked a tweet that I was mentioned in. And it's 3 years ago.
Does
How do
it,
you find that?
Well, does it involve One Direction?
No.
The tweet?
I'll tell you what it is. It's one of your tweets, and it says, Scott Spills, just a little behind-the-scenes pick here. One of my jobs is removing food from Scott Mills' face. Do you remember doing this?
No.
And there's a little picture of you just, like, dabbing food from around my face.
That happens.
Because you know that when I'm eating, and I don't know why this is, it's happened for a few years now, very rarely goes in my mouth, just kind of goes all around.
Oh, get it all around. And then
all around the face.
Generally, he finishes lunch and I just walk around to the other side of the desk and I clean you.
Yeah, that's one of your jobs. But how weird that this tweet from, like, middle of 2013 has just been liked by JJ. Why now?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. I had a great week on this last week. Let's get the bangers on. Aaron?
How you doing, mate? You all right?
You all right? Where are you?
I'm in Ipswich at the moment.
What do you do?
I'm a window cleaner, buddy.
You're a window cleaner?
I'm indeed, yeah.
Me and Chris were just saying, when you're cleaning windows on the ground floor, all fine. When you go up that ladder a bit, though, you must see all sorts.
Nah, well, used to, yeah.
What's changed?
We use a reach and wash system, so no peeking through windows anymore.
Oh, it's reach and wash now, is it?
Yeah, oh, so long poles.
Yeah, so you got a massive pole, and I assume that just stretches right up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so no luck with ladder peeking anymore.
Right. Okay, but that did used to happen.
It did used to happen. Yeah.
Right. I thought it was just a thing that I'd seen in films.
No, but also, we had a situation where at my mum and dad's, they'd have window cleaners occasionally, right? But you'd only find out very last minute. So then you have a situation where you find you're not even walking around the upstairs of your house. You're like crawling along the floor to try and not be seen.
And sometimes, did you tidy your room specially just so the window cleaned?
No.
No, of course you didn't. See, that's what I would have done. Okay, Aaron, who do you favour most when we do bangers? Is it me or is it Chris with the choices?
Yeah, see, sorry, Scott. I've actually mainly favoured Chris over the last few weeks. I was a bit disappointed last week, actually.
Last week, I had a shocker, mate.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got Black Parade, though.
That was good.
Okay, so your music choice is probably more Chris than me.
They have been, unfortunately for you, but yeah. Fortunate for Chris.
Well, you never know. Today, I've got this. At last. LaRue or LaHer with Bulletproof. Good song. It's a good song. Right, classic.
I'm coming back with Force this week, Scott. This is a proper window cleaning song.
Oh,
Kid Cudi, Day and Night. Wait, I'm washing windows in my head right now.
You've got the pole up there.
Oh, wait, my pole is up in time to this music. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, you've got a good one today.
Come on, this is going to be a strong week. Let's do this, Aaron.
Oh, mate.
Chris, have you been getting inspiration from your Wiz Khalifa again, your game for the songs? Yeah. People see straight through that, see? You can't just go on FIFA, there I said it, and just get all the songs. Well, you have, but anyway. Aaron, yes, over to you now, really.
Well, I'm not much of a football fan, so I've never played Wiz Khalifa, so, you know, I'm unbiased on that front. Oh, I always thought the lyrics were pulling through as opposed to bulletproof. I never really got
pulling
that.
Pulling through.
I always thought that. Only recently found out that wasn't right.
But the title of the song, Aaron, is Bulletproof.
yes, I realise.
Clues in the title.
Right. You know, in my life, I'm terrible at making decisions, so maybe this wasn't the best idea.
don't make the wrong one here.
I won't, and I'm sure there's people screaming at their radios for their favourite choice. So what I've done, lads, is I've texted my wife because I always turn to her for advice. Good. With the two options, and the results are in.
Okay.
What?
This is new. This has never happened before. Okay. Yes.
I've asked my wife, and she has gone for day and night. Chris, you were made.
Well, that was always going to happen.
Cheers, Aaron's wife.
Always going to happen. Yeah, your form is back, I've got to say. John in Kent says, was ready to give up on you last week, Chris, but all good. Kid Cudi, day and night, good choice.
Yeah, good choice. 1-0 to me. I'm going to 5-ball you this week, every day.
You're not, though. Not 5. It's not
going
to happen.
I'm going for the big 5 this week.
Not
going
to happen. Also, the tactic of going, I've texted my wife to deflect blame onto her, is my absolute new favourite thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
George in Reading wants to know, if you do win 5-0 this week, does that mean I have to write a Facebook status apologising to your mum, like you do when you smash your mate on FIFA?
What? It's my mum or your mum?
I don't know.
Well, that could be a good forfeit.
What's the thing about apologising to your mum on Facebook? Do you do that?
I don't do that. I don't get. I think it's a forfeit that you must have made up, but I don't get if it's meant to be your mum or my mum.
Okay.
Surely it's your mum. Why would you be apologising to my mum?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's my mum. George, please text back. I don't quite get it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people revising right now. We're getting a lot of messages today. It's that time of year. Dissertations, exams, a lot of people in the library listening, secretly listening, to Radio 1 right now. Losing their minds through boredom and stress. So we've got a slight idea for a revision break here. Hi, Sophia.
Hiya.
It's Scott. You okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good. Are you in exam hell?
Yeah, kind of.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the library. Yeah, just trying to revise.
And what uni?
University of Chester.
Chester, good.
Yeah.
So you're speaking to me from the library at the moment?
Yeah.
Well, this is just perfect for our game.
What's the atmosphere like?
It's people are kind of doing work and maybe are a bit stressed because it's coming to dissertation time and stuff like that.
Mm. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm in first year, so people are just telling me to stop stressing, but I am.
Of course you are, everyone is.
Yeah, but yeah, I got an exam coming up, so it's a bit difficult.
Okay. Also, in the same library at Chester Uni is Graham. Hi, Graham.
Hi, man. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. You all right?
I'm very well, thank you, yeah.
You stressed?
To be honest, I'm kind of getting used to this now, so not really. I've been good for the past 3 weeks over Easter, getting everything done, so I can give you a few minutes, you know, for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, this is just like for a revision break, okay?
Absolutely, yes, sure.
What time do you normally get to the library then? Are you kind of treating this as a full-time thing?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, today I was at about 10 o'clock, just getting everything sorted for one of the last assignments I'm doing. So it's kind of an early morning thing, really, yeah.
Yeah, really? That's early, 10.
Yeah. And are you one of those that likes to wash and shave in the library?
I haven't done that yet, but now you've given me the idea, I might give it a go.
Chris was all about that at uni, right?
Yeah, I used to shave at my desk.
Wow. Mm. I love that idea, really.
And sometimes wash at his desk, also, when he could be bothered.
Did he get some funny looks, yeah?
Yeah, well, the problem was, if you moved away from your desk for more than half an hour, your desk got given up. And obviously, intense times, it gets really busy in the library. So I decided to get to the library nice and early and just do everything I would need to do there. But for that, you need to pack an overnight bag, really.
Of course, yeah. This is such a good idea. This should be a law in our university.
So, Sophia and Graham, you've been working extremely hard, as a lot of our listeners have been, in the run-up to exams and dissertations, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophia?
Yeah, definitely.
So I have got a little plan to maybe ease the stress a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, sure, go for it.
Well, you're in the same library, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're opposite ends, yeah.
Oh, you're already at opposite ends, because I was going to say, I need you to be at other ends of the library. So you're already there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, we are, yeah.
We okay. can kind of see each other.
Okay.
Hi, Graham.
Hiya.
So you're kind of gazing at each other, separate ends of the library. How many others are there working at the moment?
Oh, I don't know, about maybe 30 here.
In the library right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Has anyone clocked that you're just both waving at each other?
Yeah, they are kind of. A few people.
But at least you're not shaving at our desk.
That's true. Could be worse.
That's true.
Obviously, don't get chucked out because this is a busy time for a lot of people. But this is just to kind of ease the stress, a little break from revision. And it will kind of like, you can go back to things with a fresh mind, you know?
Okay, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Here's the game. Library tennis. You don't know what this is, do you?
Absolutely no idea.
Okay, so it's just like you're playing a tennis game without a racket.
Or balls.
Or balls, but in the library at Chester Uni. So I'll decide who's going to serve, and then all you have to do is make a tennis grunt.
Oh, my God.
But, Sophia, Graham, here are the rules. Each grunt has to be louder than the one before.
Okay.
So if I was you, I'd start off quite small, otherwise you've got nowhere to go.
Yeah, you want to start with a light serve. Just make sure you get it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Imagine, like, you're just warming up for tennis, so you'd only do a little...
Yeah.
And does it have to be the same type of, like, grunt? Can we just do differently?
No, you can freestyle it. You can do what you want. Obviously, they're going to be different a little bit anyway.
Okay, cool.
They definitely are, Scott, because it's mixed singles, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, obviously, the grunts a male tennis player would make would be different to the grunts a female tennis player would make, generally speaking.
Yeah, so, Pia, don't try and copy Graham's grunt. Just do your own thing.
Just like a really low pitch. Oh.
No, don't do that.
No, do grunt how you like.
Okay.
Okay, guys, stay there, and we are going to attempt the first game of library tennis on Radio 1 after this. You all right to wait there?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So you join us at a tense time here at Radio 1. Sophia and Graham are both on the line at Chester Uni. They are at separate ends of the library. A lot of people in the library are doing work for exams. They will take it in turns to grunt from either side of the library. The rules of the game are simple. Each grunt has to be louder than the one before. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Sophia, if you want, I've got some clips here of Sharapova. You can take some inspiration from that. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, fine.
Here she is. They're pretty fierce, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they definitely are.
Okay, like I said, don't start off with those, otherwise you'll have nowhere to go and you will be chucked out. Okay, let's play library tennis on Radio 1. First game, Sophia to serve in the Uni Library at Chester. Not have laughing, please. It's a serious match. Graham.
A steady return from Graham. Mm.
It's a peer. There we are. Happened eventually. Back to Sophia. Remember, it needs to get louder each time.
Oh, no.
Go on, Graham.
That's the way it looks, though.
You need to step it up.
I went right across court.
Graham, it's going to have to get louder now, otherwise you're not going to make it. There we are. That's quite loud.
Graham, what are people doing in the library? Are they looking at you?
They're starting to, yeah.
How do you feel the game is going, Graham?
I feel as though maybe it's good, but my tactics need to be improved.
Yeah, I think... I mean, Sapir is out grunting you at the moment, so your next shot needs to be a good one. Graham.
Very nice.
Oh, God.
Come on.
It is tricky, isn't it? It's a tricky shot, this one.
Yep. You're in it to win it. I feel they could be longer, do you?
Very good. Graham, maybe go for length on this shot.
A bit longer, I think.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, good.
Just a quick reminder here that at any point you can retire from the rally, but you will lose the game.
Yeah. Sapir.
Oh, I don't want to.
That wasn't a shot, was it, Sapir?
No. People are looking around, though.
Okay.
The audience are going mad for this one, are they? I love it.
I think you've still got some more in you, Sapir.
Ah!
Oh, no. This is only where it gets difficult, yeah.
And the pressure's on for Graham now.
It was a lovely long rally, this one.
Long, long levers.
Okay.
Ah!
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Ah!
Oh!
Oh, yes. Lobbed that one straight back at you, Graham.
Graham, I'd go for lengths here to beat it.
Graham, you need length.
The librarian is looking at us now.
You need length.
You know, I'm just going to go for it, right?
It's not getting much power
so
far.
Come on, one more.
Ah!
I don't want you to get in trouble, so if you feel that now's the time to stop, then we can call this game a game.
Let's keep going a bit longer.
Okay. Where are we at?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Okay, make it longer. It needs to be a...
some length in there.
Get a bit of length in there, love.
Oh, my God, it's so...
It's fine, you don't have to go.
You don't have to go, but I'd like you to.
I want
to
win.
You want to win. Yeah. Okay, you need to go higher and longer.
Ah!
Yes. Excellent. Graham, got to step it up.
Okay.
You can hear the echo around the stadium. That was awesome.
I think
that's a shot.
I think Graham has to win.
Graham's got that. Sapir, you've got nothing left to answer that, surely.
I don't think I do. I don't want to be looked at the librarian.
It's game to Graham.
Graham wins the first library tennis.
Yeah.
Scott, are we doing best of three or is it one game?
No, I think for the sake of...
I think best of one because he just looks staring at him.
Yeah, people have got to get on with their work and I did say it was a quick revision break. So Graham wins today's library tennis. Okay.
Thank you.
Well done, Graham. What a time to be alive.
Oh, what a time to be alive, really. I'm going to celebrate now by doing more work.
That's right, okay. I think we stopped it just in time there. Just to double check, you're not in trouble, either of you, are you? You can just carry on working now.
No, it's okay. Yeah, got some pretty love for you, okay. Thank you.
Get your heads back down. Thank you very much, Sapir. Yes. Thank you very much, Graham, in Chester Uni.
Thank you.
See you later.
Good game.
Great, thank you.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1, Chasing Status and Slaves.
Oh!
Greg James!
Oh! They've taken your who to another place.
Oh!
It's more an aggressive who.
Angry
who's. It's a who that you don't like.
Yeah.
Oh! So if you remember someone from the old days that you didn't like, you go, oh!
Like when we played that festival last year, do you remember, Chris, the Bingley Music Festival?
Yeah.
Near Bradford. And
Bradford and Bingley?
Yeah. And... they were going through the name as we were, the names of the bands on the list.
It was when we were on the way in.
And we're in the car, and we're like, hello, it's Scott Mills and Chris Start from Radio 1. We're here to do the DJing today.
Oh!
It was exactly that. It was a slave's, oh!
Oh!
Are you deaf school?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. You're deaf school? No, we're not.
A deaf school?
Yeah.
That was a band. That
it was
on
the band.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Are you Ash? No, we're definitely not the band Ash. No. Here's Greg with today's Real or No Real.
Pets can now ride private planes to join their owners on holiday.
So many pet Real or No Reals at the moment, aren't there? So, can you now get a private plane if you're a wealthy dog?
No idea.
To join your owner on holiday.
Hmm.
That seems a little bit excessive, but some people have just got that kind of cash.
I'd be a bit annoyed if I was the pilot.
Is it a dog pilot?
You'd feel well mugged off.
It's like that show.
Yes, the dog, maybe a dog's pilot.
What was that show we were talking about this a week ago today?
It's called Dogs Might Fly.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's
still available on Sky On Demand. It's a show hosted by Jamie Theakston where they spend about 6 weeks and six episodes seeing if dogs can actually fly planes. And surprisingly, in the final episode, a dog flies a plane.
Money well spent, I'd say.
And also almost does a loop-de-loop.
Assuming it's not a dog flying the plane, though, and you are the pilot in the plane, do you have to still do the pre-flight safety announcement, even though it's only a dog?
Yeah. Also, why would you be disappointed and feel that you've been mugged off if you were the pilot on the plane?
For that reason. Because you're used to flying around, like, massive celebrities because it's a private jet.
Got you.
And then
like
you're having to fly, like, their dog or something. So when you do the announcement, you're going to feel well stupid, for one. And, like, let's say the very worst did happen. I know the chances of it are very slim. Like, I don't know. It'd just be really frustrating.
If you went down with a dog.
I don't know. What? It just feels all a bit different.
Yeah, I mean, you probably could phrase it differently, but I mean, you wouldn't get the headline.
No, you
absolutely you would,
because it'd be a
Paris Hilton's dog dies.
It's a plane full of dogs, famous dogs.
Real or no real, pets can now ride private planes to join their owners on holiday.
Great idea. I think it's probably real.
Really? Do you think?
Probably, yeah.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. The new Kennel Club class service is expected to be a hit with the wealthier clienteles, for whom the lap dog of luxury is a way of life.
Wait, I think, actually, Chris, the opposite is true, that a pilot would love to fly a plane full of dogs.
Do they?
But you can sort of get away with it a bit more. I mean,
it's not full of dogs. That would be different as well. It's going to be one dog.
But it says private plane.
It's a private plane. It's not commercial.
Yeah, so it's just the one dog and any other pets that celebrity or famous person or rich person might own.
It'll be hanger-on dogs, won't it?
Yeah, there'll be like
dog mates and doggy groupies and stuff.
And next,
pop sensation Justin Bieber has insured his index fingers for £20 million.
Whoa. Why just his index fingers?
Pointing?
Must be his most important finger. In fact, that's the finger you use when you're number one, don't you?
Oh, it's that one, isn't it?
So if you lost that finger, you wouldn't be able to, you know, only ever be number two, maybe.
If you chose the other finger, then it wouldn't be the same message,
problem.
Would it?
Yeah, exactly.
He's going, I'm number one.
That's not child-friendly.
People think that you're being mean to them.
Mm. So I can
number
see...
Number one, guys!
Yeah, I can see why maybe he has insured them for 20 million. You hear these stories all the time about, Beyonce's insured her hair for like 30 million. But how do you actually go about that? Hello, is that the solicitor? I'd like to insure my hair, please, because I'm Beyonce for $30 million. Get lost. Who's going to do that?
Why are you calling a solicitor? You'd
have to get a lawyer to sort it out, wouldn't you?
Well,
and in some insurance.
Have you honestly not looked into it for yourself?
For your voice?
For the voice.
No.
Would it be then? What would you get insured? You can't get
Scott
your voice
the voice
insured.
Mills.
Would it be the tongue?
No, you can insure your voice, can't you? Singers get their voices.
All the time. Yeah. But I haven't done that, no.
Would you ever consider it?
No. Have you?
Okay.
Have you honestly not looked into it, Scott?
No. Why would I? I think it's a ridiculous
thing. I don't
thing.
Believe that.
What about your fingers? Fingers of fire for the radio studio.
My fingers are a blur on this desk.
That's the gap sorted for Wednesday.
My fingers are a blur.
Can't see them. Whoa. No, not at all. But has Bieber insured his index fingers for 20 million?
I wonder. He doesn't really play the guitar or anything, does he?
Well, he plays...
Does he?
Yeah, he plays the instruments.
Is he pretending?
No. No, okay. No. Have you not seen Never Say Never?
I haven't, actually. Great, okay, film. I think this is probably real, then. He's got nothing else to do. Loads of money.
£20 million, though. I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
He hasn't, but other famouses have insured ridiculous things of late. Taylor Swift, legs insured last year. Kim Kardashian, buttocks insured for £21 million. What's going to happen to your buttocks?
Well, I don't know.
Why 21 million?
She obviously thinks something will.
That's such a good question.
At some point.
That is such a good question.
Okay, I understand the extremities. Yeah. I understand things that you're going to have to use on stage. Okay, yep, I'm going to use my fingers to play instruments. Yes, I'm going to use my legs to walk and dance. Buttocks, what's going to happen to them?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, totally she knows agree. Something that we don't. Mm. She knows that there's something happening. Ooh, something's going to happen.
And finally,
you can now rent a toilet seat in London for £3,000 a month.
Oh, reminds me of when I was renting in London. Pretty much that anyway.
Just the toilet seat.
Is that for a certain amount of time? Oh, well, I suppose a month.
Like, nothing would surprise me with London property prices. $3,000 a month for a toilet seat in London. Just the seat.
Oh, we're talking about the room. Is it a toilet room? It's not just the seat, right?
You can now rent a toilet. Well, I assume it's just the toilet. Yeah, well, okay. Well, it's probably the toilet and the surrounding area of the toilet.
A bathroom.
So possibly a small room.
Okay, well, then that's quite reasonable for parts of London. Have you seen when you're renting in London and you go to the estate agent and you have a look at some of the places, you go, that's quite reasonable actually. And you look and it's a garage that someone's renting out just for a car. And it's like ridiculous amounts of money, tens of thousands of pounds to buy a garage.
Or you're like, oh, that's not bad per month. No, that's a week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. or it's described as a wet bedroom. And what they've actually done.
What's a wet bedroom?
They've just put a bed in the bath.
Yeah.
A wet bedroom is a good night.
I mean, living in London, you do see, if you're renting, some shocking places to live.
You do.
And I've
lived in some.
No, so have I. Toilet seat in London, $3,000.
Well, if rich people need to go, they need to go. And do you know what I mean? If there's going to be...
We'll just buy one.
An access thing here.
Maybe it's someone in an early stage relationship where they can't go to the toilet near in their actual house because they put the girl off. So he's had to rent a toilet around the corner. He has to go. So I'm just popping out for some milk and a dump.
Yeah. Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
Real.
It is.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. The toilet's been left unused for many years, but it's in a good condition, according to the vendor, and can also double up as a storage room. So value for money, ahoy there in London. At the end of that round of real or no reels.
It's a score draw. I got 20, Greg got 20.
Today?
Quite interesting, that. Look at the details. Pon Pong is on at 5:10 this afternoon on the show.
Lovely. Back tomorrow from 1 with more of the same on Radio 1 and off of BBC One's Can't Touch This tomorrow at 1:45, Innuendo Bingo with Zoe Ball.